弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother, sister, peace be with you.
感谢主的恩典，我们六月初的时候，我们三个教会在一起有这个美好的退休会。
For God's mercy, that all three churches we had a retreat in June.
这个有这个机会可以更好的认识这个我们中间的一些参加退休会的弟兄姐妹。
So we get to know each other better.
感谢主，让我们有这个机会，两个教会、三个教会一起来服侍我们的主。
That we thank for the opportunity that three churches serve together, serve our Lord.
我们今天继续来思想启示录这个七个教会的第二个教会施美纳教会。
Today we're going to talk about in Revelation the second of the seven churches, Smyrna Church.
上一次我们思想了关于这个以弗所教会的这个光景。
Last time we talked about church in Ephesus.
这是一个在真道上非常扎实的一个教会。
This is a church rooted in the truth.
但是他们丢掉了起初的爱心。
But they lost their beginning love.
因此那个是教会开始下滑的一个起点。
That's the point the church started to decline.
那么在七个教会里面，其中两个教会是值得我们的主耶稣称赞的。
Among the seven churches, two received praise from our Lord.
并且只有称赞，没有批评。
Only praise, no criticism.
那么其中的一个没有被这个批评的教会就是施美纳教会。
One of the church received praise, not criticism, and Church of Smyrna.
我们盼望从这个教会里面一起来学习，我们如何从这个教会学习到很多属灵的功课。
So let's learn together, the spiritual lesson from this church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的天父，我们感谢赞美主。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你把这小亚细亚七个教会放在记录在圣经里面。
That you revealed us the seven churches in Asia Minor.
他们不仅是真实存在的教会。
They were not only the church that truly existed.
更是末世所有的教会一个缩影。
It's just a shadow of the end time all churches.
是我们每一间教会，现今的教会值得学习的榜样。
It's all the current churches has lesson to learn from.
愿主今天早上你与我们同在。
Dear Lord, we ask you to be with us today.
你的灵亲自与我们说话。
Your spirit speak to us.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
We pray in gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 在二十世纪，有一个苏格兰的布道家叫奥斯瓦尔德。
In the 20th century, Scottish preacher Oswald Chambers.
他说苦难是恶人悔改者和神子耶稣的共同机遇。
He said, suffering is an evil one. The repentant, the Son of God, all going to experience.
这一切最终都指向十字架。
But this all pointed to the cross.
那作恶的强盗被钉十字架。
The evil robber was nailed on the cross.
那悔改的强盗也被钉十字架。
The repent robber also nailed on the cross.
我们的主神子耶稣同样被钉十字架。
Our Lord Jesus also was nailed on the cross.
通过这些印记，我们得以知晓苦难这一个普遍的遗产。
From that, we see suffering is a common occurrence.
实际上，约伯在约伯记五章第七节说：“人生在世，必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。”
In Job, he recorded all of us on earth will suffer the painful suffering.
换句话说，世人在这个世上，比如说这个，比遭遇这个，必定会遭遇许多的患难。
In other words, that all of us on earth will suffer.
如同火星飞腾一样。
Just like the sparks of fire.
那么我们现今的这个基督徒也是一样道理。
So is for us, all the current Christians.
我们应该如何面对苦难呢？
How do we face suffering?
主耶稣在路加福音21:12-13说：“这一切的事已先，人要下手拿住你们，逼迫你们，把你们交给会堂，并且收在监里，又为我的名拉你们到君王诸侯面前。”但十三节很重要，但这些事终必为你们的见证。
I do not have that verse.
对。
So,
路加福音二十一章。
In Luke 21, The Lord basically summarized, said, before this, you will be captured and put in prison and suffer.
那第十三节这个字面意思很有意思啊，这个我也是在跟孩子读经的时候，这句经文突然就跳到我眼里面去。那个第十三节的字面意思就是说，说这些事，就是这个这些逼迫所有的事情啊，所有逼迫这些事情，终必成为你们做见证的时机。
So in the verse 13, it said all these things will become an opportunity for you to be a testimony.
这就是当时施美纳教会的光景。
This is exact situation the church Smyrna faced.
如今我们信徒在地上，作为一个基督徒，我们也会遭遇逼迫。
We on earth we will face persecution.
但这些逼迫终将成为什么？我们为主做见证的机遇。
But this persecution will become opportunity for us to testify for God.
施美纳教会中间的信徒虽然常常遭受这个苦难和逼迫，但这些事情最终成了那些信徒为主做见证的美好时机。
Even though church was suffering persecution, they become a testimony for the Lord.
那么我们下面从六个角度来思想施美纳这个教会。
So let's think about this church from six aspects.
我们首先来看第一个城市，这个城市。First,
let's look at the city.
经文说，你要写信给施美纳教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。In
the verse 8, it says, "To the angels of church in Smyrna, wrote, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again."
施美纳这个城市啊，大概是七个城市中最美的，最有可能这个是整，有很有可能是整个小亚细亚最美的地方。Smyrna
was arguably the most beautiful cities, in the Asian Minor.
在当时，它甚至被称为亚洲的皇冠。It
was called the crown of Asia.
不仅是因为它的建筑，也是因为它的地形，也就是有山有水。Not
only his architect, also of his landscapes.
历史告诉我们，这个城市一次又一次被建造在一个被毁的旧城市之上。The
history tells us this city was repeatedly rebuilt upon the ruins.
并且当时，这个施美纳大概有400年的历史。At
that time, Smyrna had 400 years of history.
非常有趣的是，今天的施美纳仍然存在。
It's fascinating to note that the city still exists to this day.
它就是位于土耳其的这个叫叶子密尔。Is
it called Izmir in Turkey?
并且现今什么有30多万的居民，那里仍然有很多基督徒敬拜我们的主。There's
300,000 populations, and many Christians are among them.
但以弗所教会那个已经早已什么不复存在了。
But the Ephesus is long since ceased to exist.
施美纳在当时这个罗马时代享有自辖区的特权。During
the Roman era, Smyrna enjoyed the privilege of self-governance.
也成了医药研究的中心。Become
a center of medical researches.
但是当地的居民啊，敬拜各种各样的偶像，包括宙斯等。However,
the local people worship various idols, including Zeus.
更严重的是，他们当时对这个罗马皇帝凯撒的敬拜啊，非常的严重。And
the worship of Caesar is very intense.
他们会杀害任何一个拒绝敬拜凯撒的人。Matter
of fact, they will kill the people who refuse to worship him.
实际上，每一年每一个公民都必须向凯撒烧香。In
the fact, as every year they should go burn incense to worship him each year.
并且之后什么？ 这个人会得到一份证书。Afterwards,
they will receive a certificate.
若是有一个人被查出没有这样的证书啊，那么这个人就会面临死亡的刑罚。If
anyone who do not receive the certificate will be crucified.
使徒约翰去世50年之后。After
the Apostle Paul passed away,
当时的教父叫波利卡尔，也就是施美纳的这个长老。So
an elder whose name Polycarp of Church of Smyrna.
教会传统告诉我们，这个他是使徒约翰的一个门徒。
And he was one of the disciples of Apostle John.
在86岁的时候，因为拒绝这个敬拜凯撒而被活活的烧死。
He was burned alive at age 86 because of refusing worship Caesar.
毫无疑问，斯美纳教会是一个为主受苦的教会。
There's no doubt the Church of Smyrna is suffering for the Lord.
那么我们不想想我们自己，我们是不是一个为主受苦的教会呢
？Let's ponder, have we willing to suffer for the Lord?
你会在讲什么叫受苦？
Maybe you'll ask, what is suffering?
受苦一定就是那种为主耶稣抛头颅洒热血的吗
？Are those suffering means we have to go preach the gospel, be crucified?
啊，我们待会会提到。
We'll remind you later.
第二个角度，教会本身。
The second aspect is talk about the church itself.
你要写信给斯美纳教会的使者说，那首先的、幕后的、死过又活的说。
So you should write to the angels of church in Smyrna, saying that the first and the last who died and lived again says.
首先，我们来看一下这个教会当时是怎么成立的。
Let's first look at how this church was established.
使徒行传以及整个新整本这个新约圣经啊，没有提及任何关于斯美纳教会的记录。
So the book of Acts, even to the entire New Testament, there's no mention how this church was established.
我们也不知道这个教会当时是如何成立的。
We do not know how the church established.
我们可以假设斯美纳是保罗把这个福音传遍小亚细亚一带这个地方啊，并且可能在牧养以弗所教会的时期那个时间所创立的。
Perhaps we can assume that Smyrna was founded during Paul's time spreading the gospel throughout Asia Minor.
那正如《使徒行传》第十九章第十节所说的，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人和希利尼人，都听见主的道。
As is stated in Acts 9:10, the continuance of 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the words of the Lord.
下面我们来看一下这个他的逼迫呀。
Let's look at the persecution.
这个是重点。
This is the important point.
也是跟我们现今所有的信徒有关。
It's related to all of us.
那斯美纳是一个历史上真实存在的教会，并且是位于以弗所教会啊北边的大概35到40英里。
The church is truly existed in the history at 35 miles north of Ephesus.
那当时这个罗马皇帝叫多米提安啊，是罗马的凯撒，并且是一个非常非常残暴的君王。
Domitian was the Roman Caesar, and he was a very cruel leader.
整个罗马帝国的基督徒啊，普遍遭受逼迫。
Christians throughout the Roman Empire widely spread persecution.
并且这种逼迫啊，在斯美纳这块地方啊，尤其狂热。
Then this persecution is particularly intense in Smyrna.
在这个小教会里面呢，基督徒要常常冒着生命危险去聚会。
Christians in these small churches have to face their death together.
因为这个地方对凯撒有着一种不寻常的效忠。
And this place, this local population held extraordinary level of loyalty to Caesar.
那么这种逼迫很有可能很完全这个大于今天这个在中国国内基督徒所遭受的逼迫呀。
Perhaps even greater than the Christian faith in mainland China.
有些历史学家告诉我们，在这个地方有大批基督徒因为拒绝跪拜凯撒，因此被处死。
Many Christians was put to death because they refused to worship Caesar.
很巧的是，斯美纳的原文就是香料。
The word Smyrna, original words, is a perfume.
并且用于放在死人的尸体上，用来防臭。
It's to put for the to wrap around the corpse to mark the odor of the decay.
斯美纳这个名字后来都是与死亡有关。
So that name later on related to death.
并且在当时这个教会里面成了受苦的记号。
And that became a mark of suffering.
因此，斯美纳教会是一个饱受苦难和逼迫的教会。
The church is full of suffering and facing persecution.
正因为这样，他们中间的假教师、挂名基督徒，通通什么被清除了。
They like purged all the false teacher and false Christians.
因为这样的人在这种情况下也待不下去。
Because those kind of people would not stand on their faith.
因此，教会的各种问题啊，因着逼迫也就被清除干净。
through this persecution, they cleanse of many problems.
斯美纳教会是七个教会中其中的两个教会没有受到主耶稣任何的批评。
So, the church was one of the two received praises from our Lord.
以弗所是一个冷淡的教会。
While Ephesians is a church grown cold.
斯美纳只是一个受苦的教会。
The Smyrna church was a church that suffered.
你或许会想受苦被迫跟我有什么关系？
Perhaps you say, what is it related to me?
那么在圣经里面逼迫什么通常以两种形式出现。
Persecution usually comes from two forms.
一种是以试炼的形式，另外一种是以试探的形式。
One is trials, one is temptation.
那么在雅各书一章第二节，这个雅各说什么？我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
In James 1:2, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
换句话说，世界上因着我们基督徒信仰跟这个世界截然不同，各种各样的压力什么从这个世界什么向我们身上倾倒过来，包括政治上的压力。
Because our faith, our belief is conflict with the religion of this world, we face pressure from many sides.
这基本上是一种什么有形看得见的逼迫。
These are tangible persecutions.
还有一种逼迫什么是无形看不见的。
There are intangible persecutions.
那就是诱惑。
It's temptation.
那么在雅各书啊，这个一章十二节同样说什么？忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Also, you see in James 1:12, blessed is the one who persevere under trials because having stood the test, the person will receive the crown of life that the Lord had promised to those who love him.
试探和试炼在原文是同一个字。
Trials and temptation in the original word is the same.
但是从不同的这个角度来体现作逼迫的形式。
It's from different aspect to reveal the persecution.
今天我们在北美的教会大部分什么是处于第二种形式，也就是试探。
Today in North America, we see the second temptation.
试探让我们远离神。
Temptation causes us to leave God.
试探让我们不服侍教会。
It helps driving us away from church.
试探让我们没有时间来教会聚会。
It drives us out of the time to come to church.
这里试探包括什么？金钱的诱惑。
This temptation including the temptation of money.
金钱的诱惑。
And the time, money,
名声的这个诱惑
and the fame.
这是我们虽然说我们没有像在中国那种遭受这个政府对基督信仰逼迫的那种逼迫。
Although we do not face the government pressure and persecution in mainland China,
但是我们在北美什么？从另外一个角度，从另外一个极端，我们这个正是遭遇什么前所未有的来自这个世界的诱惑。
But we're facing different aspects have never seen before temptation.
这也是为什么没有太多人喜欢去教会。
That's why not very many people want to go to church.
因为世界上这个娱乐啊太多了。
Because there's too much pleasure in this world tempt them.
所以盼望我们弟兄姐妹们能够明白一件事情，被迫什么，不一定要以这种抛头颅洒热血的这种方式出现。
So help you to understand that persecution is not just at your face.Like government pressures.
它有的时候更是以一种无形的方式，以诱惑的方式什么领到我们。
But it is an intangible way that tempts us.
我不知道哪一种是比较更难呀。
I do not know which way is harder.
或许对我们每个人不一样。
Perhaps it's different from each one of us.
我们中间有些人可能当这个外在逼迫来临的时候，我们的信心什么会被操练得更加坚固。
Some among us maybe outside pressure is intensified, we become stronger in faith.
也有些人可能什么，在这个试探来临的时候，什么，我们很快什么就跌倒了。
However, when temptation comes, we fall easily.
所以我个人感觉，我们在北美所受的这个所谓逼迫啊，按道理不比在中国所受的逼迫来得更简单。
So the persecution we are facing is not less than what Christians suffering in China.
很多时候可能更难呀。
Perhaps it's even harder.
因为我们常常是嘛，可以与人共受患难，但是与人共享这个甘甜呢，有的时候更难呢。
We perhaps can suffer together, but enjoy pleasure together is actually hard.
下面我们来看第三个角度，这个当时的作者。
Let's look at the third aspect, the author of the book.
你要写信给士美那教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
To the angel of the church of Smyrna, write those things in the first and the last who died and came to life.
教会的使者就是指教会的牧者。
The angel of the church is the leader.
他就是当时的受信人。
Perhaps the pastors.
那么写信人是谁呢？
Who wrote the book?
虽然圣经告诉我们当时是有使徒约翰、彼录，但真正的写信人我们都知道应该是主耶稣自己。
We know that even the handwriting has come from John, but we know the true author is from Jesus.
主耶稣在这里称自己说，那首先的、末后的。
Because Jesus called himself the first and the last.
那么这个很显然是对这个启示录第一章十七到十八节对主耶稣称呼的一个呼应。
Perhaps this echoes the calling of the Christ in early chapters.
另外，这个名称也是神自己在旧约所用的称呼。
This is also the same name the Lord called himself in the Old Testament.
你比如说，耶和华神在以赛亚书四十一章第四节说什么？谁行作成就这事？从起初宣召历代呢？就是我耶和华，我是首先的，也是末后的同在。
So in the book of Isaiah 41:4, the Lord says.Who has performed and done it, called the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am He.
这也是主耶稣在启示录对自己所用的名称，我是首先的，末后的。
This is the same in Revelation, God called Himself the beginning and the last.
实际上，在一章第十节，他说什么？他用右手按着这个我，就是约翰，说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。”
In the other chapter, the Lord said, "Do not fear. I am the first and the last."
所以换句话说，这意味着我们的主耶稣什么？是一位超越时间，他自己就是一位那永活的真神。
In another word, we say that Jesus is the God that go beyond times.
那么主耶稣这里后面又为什么用这个死过又复活的呢？来称呼自己呢
？Why did he call himself the one was dead and came to life?
很显然，针对这个施美纳教会，主耶稣为什么要用这样的称呼呢
？Why he used such a particular calling to this church？
这是因为当时这个施美纳教会经受了极大的逼迫，并且许多信徒什么已经为主殉道。
Because the church have suffered many Christians, many of them already put to death because of their belief.
但主耶稣说：“不要害怕，我是永活的真神，曾经死过，并且又活了。我是一位什么掌管生命，并且战胜死亡的主。”
Because Lord want to encourage them, said, "I was the one was dead and came to life. I've overcome death."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brother and sister，
我们在地上会遭受另外一种逼迫，也就是各种各样的诱惑。
We will suffer different kind of persecution, which is temptation.
但是我们的主耶稣已经胜过这些。
But our Lord Jesus have overcome temptation.
我们同样可以靠着主耶稣胜过这些逼迫。
Through His strength, we could overcome the temptation.
并且在教会内、在社区里面、在身旁，忠心的为主做见证。
So we can become faithful testimony, in church and through our societies.
下面我们看一下这个主耶稣对这个教会的褒奖。
And the fourth, let's look at the commendations.
他这里说，我第九节说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话。其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
In verse 9, you'll see, I know your tribulation and your poverty, and I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but a synagogue of Satan.
这里作者提到了三样关于士美那教会的光景。
Here, the author pointed three aspects of this church.
首先，他们的患难。
First, their suffering.
这患难在原话就是指压迫、逼迫。他们的患难什么？非常类似于旧约圣徒所遭受的。
The suffering they face just like the Old Testament.
那个，比如说，如果你读过这个希伯来书第11章35节到38节，他这么说：有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且的释放，为要得着更美的复活；又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各样的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮到处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配的人。
I will not finish the whole chapter. It's a Hebrew 11 talk about all kind of temptation Christians suffered.
为什么当时这个施米纳的信徒会遭受逼迫呢
？Why the church and Christian in Smyrna suffered？
或者我们可以问自己同样一个问题：为什么我们如今会什么遭受各种各样的试探呢
？Why are we facing all kinds of temptations now？
有三个原因。
Three reasons.
第一个原因就是他们与敬拜凯撒相抵触。
One is they do not want to worship Caesar.
自公元前这个195年以来啊，一个罗马这个庙宇啊，在斯米纳这个地方被建造起来。
A great temple was built in city of Smyrna.
并且这个庙宇后来成了敬拜罗马皇帝的一个中心。
And that temple became a center of their Caesar worship.
凡是那些拒绝向凯撒烧香磕的人，将被控告有叛逆的罪，并且将丧失他们的生命。
Those who refuse to burn incense worship him will treated as treason, will put to death.
第二个原因是遍地的偶像。
The second reason is idols everywhere.
那么现今什么？我们同样有遍地的偶像，只是看不见而已。
We also face idols everywhere. It's intangible.
哇，这个偶像可以包括追剧了。
Perhaps is chasing after soap operas.
包括这个世上各种各样让我们分心的东西。
And all kinds of distractions.
美食啦。
Even good food.
这个，所以当时这个偶像遍满全地，如今什么？这个偶像也是遍满全地。
Back then, the idols everywhere. Now, intangible idols is also everywhere.
当地人敬拜各种神明。
They worship all kinds of false gods.
因此，作为一个基督徒啊，在那块地方啊生存啊，变得非常的不容易。
That's why the Christian live in a very difficult time.
同样道理，我们现今在美国生存，作为一个基督徒也很不容易啊。
The same as a Christian in North America is also difficult.
有的时候，我们就像一个被这个温水慢慢这个烹煮的青蛙在其中啊慢慢什么慢慢就这样过去了呀。
We're like the lukewarm water boiling. We're like the frog like that.
第三个方面就是犹太人的攻击。
And the third aspect is the attack from the Jew.
那么这些犹太教的人啊，不仅通过这个罗马政府，更是煽动当地政府啊来迫害这个基督徒。
Not only they rallied up the Roman government and the local government to attack Christians.
那么这种情形啊，在《使徒行传》被描述的什么比比皆是。
It was everywhere you can read in the Book of Acts.
历史告诉我们，这个教父这个波利卡尔大概是因为一位经不起拷打的这个奴隶女孩告发被抓。
The history told us the Polycarp simply was betrayed by a slave girl.
这个教父啊，当时在整个地方啊，享受什么为主做见证，这个是一个非常非常这个一个美的善的一个美善的一个人。
Polycarp is go preach the gospel and testify for the Lord. Is a very kind, gentle person.
当时的这个罗马军官什么，甚至也非常不愿意让这个长老什么受刑。
Even the Roman soldiers have sympathy for him.
历史告诉我们，在这个押解这个路上啊，这些兵丁啊，不断的劝说波利卡尔应付的稍微应付一下，承认一下这个凯撒什么是神，就可以这个不了了之了。
Even the soldier on the way to capture him, tried to persuade him, just falsely acknowledge he worshipped.
但是波利卡尔什么拒绝任何的妥协，进而后面什么被活活的烧死。
But Polycarp refused to compromise.
主耶稣知道施米纳教会所经受的患难。
So the Lord know the suffering of the church.
这里主特别指出撒旦议会，那什么意思呢
So here talk about the synagogue of Satan. What does that mean?
撒旦议会就是指犹太人的会堂，因着拒绝他们的弥赛亚主耶稣，进而成了什么魔鬼的工具
？It's talk about the Jewish synagogue which rejecting their Messiah Jesus and become instrument of the devil.
所以这个教会不仅是遭受逼迫，第二个方面他们贫穷，他们贫穷。
The church not only suffer persecution, also they are poor.
啊，这个。新约圣经里啊，有两个希腊单词描述这个贫穷。
Two Greek words in the New Testament describe poverty.
啊，第一个就是这个叫 penis.
The first word is penis.
啊，就是指一般的贫穷。
Referred to general poverty.
就是指一个工人啊，每天打工可以勉强糊口那种贫穷。
Just people have to work to their bones to in order to make a living.
哥林多后书九章第九节什么？保罗说什么？如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
In Corinthians 9:9, Paul quoted, "As is written, he has dispersed and abroad, he's given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever."
这种贫穷需要一个人辛苦的工作才可以糊口。
This type of poverty required hard work just to make ends meet.
这样的人没有多余的储备和物资。
Such a person has no surplus.
没有一个银行的储蓄存款户头。
No bank savings.
这个人必须每天工作，劳苦劳力工作，才可以勉强维持他的生计。
Must work daily, hard labor daily to bear sustain a livelihood.
第二个被翻译成贫穷的希腊单词叫 potokia。
The second word describe poverty in Greek is potokia.
它这个出现在马太福音。
It appears in Matthew.
这是一种破产的贫穷。
This is this destitution like bankruptcy.
就像这个在鲍尔摩这个大城市里面很多无家可归的那些无家可归的人。
It's just like the in the city of Baltimore, you see lots of homeless people.
主耶稣在马太福音五章第三节说什么？虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In Matthew 5:3, the Lord said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven."
虚心在原话就是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
That words poverty here means is poor in spirit.
邻里破产的人有福了。
The bankrupt in the spirit.
在邻里面看到自己啥都不是的话，这就有福了。
To see they have nothing in the spirit, they are blessed.
这种贫穷啊，在原文就是什么？就缩成一团微缩的意思呀。
So in the original word, it's just shrinked into a nothing.
它带有一种由于羞耻而乞讨的意思。
It's to a point to be in shame and to beg.
当时这个施米纳教会啊，就是处于这种破产的贫穷。
So the church at that time is facing this kind of poverty.
但他们仍然坚守主道，并且为主发光。
They hold on to their faith, then they still shine for the Lord.
这个教会还有另外一个特征。
They have another aspect.
主耶稣称他们为是富足的。
God called them abundance.
这当然是指这些信徒在灵里的富足。
It talk about their spiritual abundance.
他们享有主耶稣的同在，并且所带给他们的平安和喜乐。
They have the presence of the Lord, which bring peace and joy.
他们有公义和圣洁。
And righteous and holiness.
他们有主的能力和恩典。
They have God's power and grace.
他们与老底嘉教会的这个情形啊，刚好相反，也就是什么富这个老底嘉教会什么物质丰富啊，但是灵里是贫穷的。
They are exact opposite of the Church of Laodiceans, which is material wealth yet spiritual impoverished.
这再一次让我们回想到，我们是不是一个为主受苦的教会？
Let us ponder again: Are we a church willing to suffer for the Lord?
感谢主，主今天赐给我们每一个人都有银行账号。
God gave us a bank account.
都有这个物质上这个丰富。
We have abundance in material.
但我们在灵里面是富足的吗
？Are we abundance in our spirit?
这是教点。
This is we need to ask.
下面我们来看主耶稣对这个施米纳教会这个勉励。
Let's look at the encouragement they received from our Lord.
好，我们看第十节啊。你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下到监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。
The verse 10 says, "Do not fear any of these things when you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will be tribulation 10 days."
主耶稣首先命令他们不要害怕将要受的苦。
The Lord ordered them, do not fear in suffering.
也就是魔鬼将要把他们中间的几个人下到监里面。
The devil will throw some of them in prison.
接着我们的主耶稣应许什么？他们的受苦将是短暂的。
The Lord promised their suffering will be short.
十日就指十天的时间。
It'll be just 10 days.
这些被捕的信徒啊，在十天之后，要么是将要被释放，要么什么将要殉道回天家。
After 10 days, either they will be released or they will be put to death.
总而言之，不管魔鬼是如何的猖狂，但主耶稣始终掌权。
No matter how crazy the devil can be, but the Lord is truly in control.
诗人在诗篇56篇第十一节说什么？我依靠神，被迫惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
The psalmist declared in Psalm 56:6, "In Lord I trust, I will not be afraid."
主耶稣在约翰福音16:33说什么？我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
The Lord said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
这是我们主耶稣从消极的角度来勉励当时的信徒。
This is the Lord trying to encourage the believers.
接着他从积极的角度来勉励当时的信徒。
Again, now he'll use the positive aspect to encourage them.
他接着说，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
He said, if you hold your faith steadfast, I'll give you the crown of life.
主耶稣在这里命令每一个教会的每一个信徒啊，要至死忠心。
The Lord ordered all the believers to hold on to your faith.
撒旦要借着患难或者说诱惑甚至死亡来动摇并且摧毁信徒这种得救的信心。
Satan tried to seek tribulation, even to death, to shake and destroy the faith of believers.
但我们的主命令他们要至死忠心。
But the Lord commanded them to remain faithful to the end.
为什么呢？
Why, you may ask?
因为主耶稣在马太福音10:28讲得很清楚。
The Lord said clearly in Matthew 10:28.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
主耶稣在路加福音12:4同样说：“我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么，不要怕他们。”
Similarly, in Luke 12:4, the Lord says, "My friends, I tell you, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do no more."
实际上，为主受苦什么是我们基督徒每一个基督徒什么应当所尽的义务。
This is our duty to suffer for the Lord.
主耶稣已经给了我们资源和力量。
He gave us the resources and strength.
实际上，在马太福音10:38讲得很清楚：不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
In Matthew 10:38, whoever do not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of being my disciple.
背着他的十字架，对当时的门徒唯一的意思就是受苦，甚至受死。
To carry his cross in that time is suffering for the Lord.
背十字架对现今的我们每一个基督徒意思也是一样，是受苦，甚至受死。
Suffering, carry the cross to today's Christian is also.Willing to suffer for the Lord.
最后，主耶稣应许他们将要得着生命的冠冕。
The Lord promised them the crown of the life.
换句话说，当我们这个在地上行完这个地上路之后，主耶稣将来要把一个这个得胜的花环戴在我们头上。
So in the end, God will give us the garland of a crown as a reward.
最后，我们来看一下这个主耶稣对这个教会的忠告。
And the last, we'll look at the exposition.
也是对我们的忠告。
It also to us.
这段经文实际上很有意思啊。这个第十一节，圣灵将向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 11, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
主耶稣在这里忠告有两个方面。
The Lord's counsel to the church consists of two aspects.
第一个是邀请。
One is invitation.
那么这样的邀请啊，被重复出现在每一所教会的书信里面。
So this kind of invitation appear repeatedly in the letter to all the churches.
主继续邀请那些这个所有的这个信徒认真倾听来自圣灵所说的话。
The Lord invite all of us to listen earnestly to the words spoken by the Holy Spirit.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Those who have ears must hear.
我们有没有在每次无论是主日学讲道，有没有认真倾听圣灵所说的话？
Are we really open our ear, listen earnestly with the Holy Spirit speaking to us during all churches and Bible study?
当某位弟兄或者姐妹在解释圣经的时候，我们有没有听到圣灵对我们说话？
When brother and sister explain the Bible, are we listening what the Holy Spirit is saying to us?
第二个方面，应许。
The second is a promise.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
The promise that the who believers will not face the second death.
我这里想特别跟弟兄姐妹强调一个很重要的一个对我们基督徒现今的基督徒包括这个所有历史上基督徒一个很重要的一个特征。
I wanted to tell you one important aspect.
这个得胜呢在原话就是在前面有个定冠词并且什么这个得胜是一个什么一个持续性的一个没有实践的一个这么一个特征。
There is a characteristic of this, In the end, you win the war.
换句话说，他的原话的意思就是什么？就是那一直持续不断得胜的人。
That means in the original word, the continue, conquering, overcoming.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
我想再跟各位强调一下啊，每一个有史以来每一个重生得救的信徒
，From the history on and every born again Christian,
他都是一位得胜者。
Is a overcomer.
他的属灵生命，他的新生命再也不犯罪了。
The new life will not sin.
他的新生命什么？在这个基督里面是永远是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
The new life in Christ is a holy, no, flaws.
他的新生命是什么？有行义、行爱的这样一个特征、天性。
It has God's characters to do righteousness.
但无论如何，他是一位得胜者。
He or she will be an overcomer.
尽管我们在日常生活中还软弱还犯罪
，Even though we still weak in our daily living.
但是我们所被赋予的新生命啊，它是好的无比的。
The new life we were given is wonderful.
它不仅是圣洁没有瑕疵的
，It's holy and blameless.
它更是什么？有那种行爱行义的这个天性。
They have the character to love and to do righteousness.
并且他永远是一位得胜者。
Then always an overcomer.
这也是为什么使徒保罗什么，就是因为我们里面这个新生命啊，有这样一个天性。
That's why Paul said, because the new life we have this kind of characteristics.
所以当我们在日常生活中我们还犯罪的时候，保罗会体现一种很困惑的这个光景。
So that's why Paul was wondering why we still have weakness and sin.
大家还记得保罗在罗马书七章二十四节、二十五节怎么说的
？Do you remember how Paul says in chapter 7:25?
他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？”He said, "Who can save me from this struggle?"
换句话说，当一个基督徒重生得救之后啊，他内在的新生命啊，完全跟这个世界的路线不一样。
Because after you are born again, the new life is contradict with this world.
每次我们肉体犯罪的时候，我们内心就无比的痛苦。
If our flesh sinned, our spirit, our soul suffered.
无比的难受。
We suffer.
这个意味着什么？你已经是一位重生的救者。
Because you are a born again Christian.
你已经是一个得胜的人。
You are overcomer.
尽管你生活中还会犯罪。
Even though you still falling into weakness.
你生活中之所以还会犯罪，是因为什么？你的新生命什么没有依靠圣灵的大能来什么跟这个肉体的私欲相抵抗。
That's because you still sin. It's because the new life you have not used God's power to fight your flesh.
你没有通过圣经来更明白神的话语，也没有通过祷告什么，从圣灵那边支取力量，进而什么，让你里面新生命这个信心的力量啊，能够得以刚强。
So you do not spend time in God's word, listen to Holy Spirit to let your life grow, so you have the strength to fight flesh.
实际上，使徒保罗在这个以弗所书是个很经典的话，三章。如果你有兴趣的话，可以三章十四节到二十一节讲一个基督徒得胜的人生啊。
So Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 3 talk about important.
保罗祷告是什么？ 说求主，求圣灵什么刚强我里面的人，也就是我的新生命，这样什么我可以什么有信心的力量来交托给主耶稣。
So he said he asked the Lord to make his inner new life and strong. He can trust his life in God.
因此，针对这么一个得胜者啊，我们的主耶稣应许他一样事情呀。
So to such an overcomer, God gave him a promise.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
The one who is overcomer will not suffer the second death.
你或许会想，什么叫第二次死的害？
Maybe you wonder what's the second death.
啊，这很显然是来自启示录啊。我稍微跟大家分析一下。
Let me analyze it for you.
啊，这个抱歉，这个不是太清楚啊。这个是信徒，是我们每一个重生得救的信徒啊。
That's the believer.
啊，我们这个将来会有一次这个肉体的复活，新的身体。
Will have a new body.
那么关于非信徒呢？
To the non-believers.
他有第一次的死。
The first death.
他就是这个整个这个这样的人啊，被这个被放到阴间里面去了啊。
He will go to hell.
然后第二次当主耶稣降临的时候啊，我们看到什么？他自己的身体要复活。
So the body will come alive.
但是什么？他的灵魂和他复活的身体将被扔到火湖里面去。
The soul and the body will be sent to the lake of fire for second death.
这就是所谓第二次死。
This is the second death.
那感谢主，我们所有重生得救的信徒不会再经历第二次的死。
So we give thanks to the Lord. The born again Christian will not suffer the second death.
总而言之，每一个重生的信徒啊，都有二生一死。
In summary, all the born again Christian have two births and one death.
一个是从妈妈肚子里生出来，这个第一个生；第二个生什么是灵里重生，二生。然后一次什么是肉体的死亡，一次的死亡。
First, birth is from your mom's womb. The second birth is from Holy Spirit. The one death is the physical body death.
每一个非信徒都是什么一生二死。
But non-believer will have one birth and two death.
一生什么是从妈妈肚子里面生出来的，就是身体的这个生出来一生。
The first born from your mom.
但是他灵里面已经是死的。
But the spirit is death.
第二次什么就是这个将来这个身体啊复活之后跟这个被咒诅的灵魂啊扔到火湖里面，就第二次的死亡。
It's the revival body. However, the death of the spirit will experience second death.
主耶稣在这里鼓励我们，每一个重生得救的信徒是一个得胜者。
So the Lord tried to encourage us, all of our Christians are overcomers.
你不用害怕世上任何的逼迫。
Do not be afraid of all persecution.
无论是以诱惑还是以试炼的形式出现。
No matter they appear as temptation or trials.
我们所要做的就是尽忠为主服事。
We need to do is faithfully serve our Lord.
尽忠来。广传福音
，faithfully preach the gospel。
实际上，二十世纪美国有个布道家叫万斯，他这么说啊。
In the 20th century, a gospel preacher once said。
他说，在公元四世纪那场重要的这个教会会议，也就是这个在历史上所公认为叫尼西亚会公会，当时有318名代表出席这个会议。
In the 4th century, there is a constitution of Nicaea, 318 people attend.
其中什么只有不到12个人未曾因为坚守基督信仰而遭受这个酷刑，导致失言、断手或者脚部这个残废。
Only 12 among them did not suffer of either lose their eyes, limbs, or put to death.
当时的教会普遍遭受这个外形的外在的这个逼迫。
All the church generalized faced the persecution at that time.
今天在白美的教会普遍的什么被这种诱惑内在的那种形式这种逼迫啊捆绑。
Today, all the church in North America we face the temptation.
你愿意为主受苦吗
？Are you willing to suffer for the Lord？
你愿意为了主这个放下那种追剧的时间？
Are you willing to give up the time to chase the videos, YouTube?
你愿意为主早上在什么时候起来这个勤奋读经
？Are you willing to get up early to read the Bible?
你愿意为主跟那些你不太熟悉的人去传福音吗
？Are you willing to preach the gospel to the people you are not familiar with.
你愿意为主的名与那些你不喜欢在一起的人跟他这个有这个接触的时间机会吗？
Are you willing to meet up the people who you dislike?
主耶稣在马太福音五章十到十二节说什么？为义受逼迫的人有福了。为义受逼迫的人，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、逆造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
From which verse start?
马太福音五章十到十二节。
十到十二节 ，OK。Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
士美那教会是一个诚心一个真的为主受逼迫的教会。
The Church of Smyrna is a church truly suffer for the Lord.
我们愿意为主受苦吗？
Are we willing to suffer for the Lord?
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
爱我们的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们真的是生活在一个这个环境非常忧郁的这个时代。
We're living in a, have abundant resources.
因着各种各样的高科技，我们这个生活从表面上比早四十年的这个人们要舒服得多。
Because of a high technology, our life is much more comfort than before.
但是我们真的有像表面那么舒适吗？
Are we really feel the comfort?
世上各种各样的诱惑是不是给我们带来这个灵魂的这个烦恼？
The all kinds of temptation on this earth have brought us suffering in our soul.
主啊，我们纵观我们周围所有的亲朋好友。
When we look around our friends and families,
我们越来越看到更多的亲朋好友陷入那种抑郁的状态。
We see that many have fall into depression.
在精神上没有平安和喜乐。
They have no peace and joy.
常常为不必要的事情在忧虑。
They suffer for many unnecessary things.
很显然，这是另外一种逼迫。
This is another kind of persecution.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Dear Lord, please help us.
效法当时的士美那教会。
To follow the example of Church of Smyrna.
他们靠着信靠你的话语。
Through the, they trust in your words.
靠着与你的个人关系。
Through the relationship with you.
胜过当时所有最恶劣的逼迫。
They have overcome all persecutions.
进而成为一位得胜者。
And become an overcomer.
求主也帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
让我们在这个充满这个诱惑，但又充满各种各样病症的这个社会里面。
That in when we face all kinds of evil and temptation.
求主帮助我们像明光照耀一样，在我们的亲朋好友身上做那美好的见证。
And so we become the light among the our family and friends.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
Then we give thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主，弟兄们。